Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Marijuana. Do it, baby.
Weed, weed, weed.
You didn't hear, but I held up real long weed note as well, just off here. John refused to press the mic down. But he did in the end, and here we are.
Hey, Chris, just a quick question. Can you make synthetic CBD?
What a great one to lead with.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, we were just talking off air about CBD, and I was just can you just make CBD in a lab, or is it easiest to make it?
Fascinating. Yes, you can. You can make it out of yeast, it turns out. So as you can get yeast to do a lot of things. So it's one of the fascinating areas of exploration.
Okay.
Is getting these yeast to brew up CBD and THC in a big vat.
Mm.
Don't know how appetizing it'll be, but I guess there's something for everyone, right?
Right on.
Is CBD the wonder drug that it's purported to be?
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a wonder drug that everyone says it is, but because cannabinoids are so widely distributed throughout the body, this is why they're indicated in so many symptoms and conditions. And CBD seems to have this reset function where it just brings you back to normal. Mm. So, for example, the role that it has in THC is it kind of inhibits THC. Mm. It attenuates it more correctly, but the way that it does it is it brings you back to your homeostasis, your regular default position. And sometimes that gets out of whack, and that's certain conditions like inflammation. It can also be mental conditions. So CBD tends to bring people back to normal. THC, on the other hand, can accentuate things, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, depending on what you want to do. Most of the times, for medical effects, it's good, but sometimes it's not. So CBD has a huge role, and because it's not psychoactive, this is why a lot of governments regulate allow it first, and that's what's happened here. But as people may have noticed, the law changed in December. We have legal medical cannabis now, but not a lot has changed in reality yet. You know, there hasn't been a flood of CBD products.
Surprise caller.
Oh.
Damn it!
Are there any local, do you say local growers of cannabis for the medical market yet? Have we got that far that we've established industry standards?
What do you need, John?
Well,
what do you need, mate?
Bit of everything. That's coming. So there's three companies, we understand, that have attained licenses for research. Mm-hmm. There's no one can produce it commercially yet or have a product that people can take. In fact, even the research ones can't be taken by people because they have to be produced by GMP standard, and no one can do that yet. So the research hasn't even begun. It's great that the licenses have been granted, but there's still a few roadblocks to get through. We're in the middle of applying for a license too, as a bunch of other companies are, and hopefully by the end of the year, a bunch of companies will be licensed. And one of the things that we're really trying to get across to regulators is we need to hit the ground running when the scheme comes into effect, because as we've seen, what I was just alluding to before, the law changed in last December. There hasn't been really any material change to patients. There has been no new CBD product appear on the market, no sign of anything. And what we don't want that to just continue through December, where, okay, the scheme comes into effect and we're just starting to think about things, or we've got another year or two, or now you can apply for your license, or now you can start growing.
What's the safest?
Let's get on with that now, so that when the scheme comes into effect in December, products can actually hit the shelf that day and can actually make a difference to patients.
What's the safest, most healthiest way to ingest these products going forward? Obviously not smoke.
Yeah, I mean, that depends what you want. I mean, safety is relative to, you know, to risk and to the condition that you've got, right, and what's happening. But generally speaking, topicals are considered the least...
What's that, rub it on?
Yeah, that's considered the lowest kind of, safety risk profile. Stuff you put in your eyeball is higher risk.
Keep that shit out of there.
And injecting. So it all depends, right? But generally, topicals. The good thing about inhaling is that you can measure your dose really quickly and easily, whereas other things, particularly, as people all know from just regular painkillers, you take them and an hour later you're wondering if it has an effect,
Yeah.
And so anything that goes through your stomach can be a little bit hit and miss like that. So that's one of the things that we're working on with our research at AUT, is finding better methods that are actually more reliable in that. Yeah. But just coming back to CBD, the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because there is still some confusion. I've had down at the shop a bunch of people today thinking that it's legal and they could just come in and buy it and that, but it has still got a way to go. It's going to stay through your doctor and through pharmacies. It's not going to be through retail stores. But maybe that's something we need to look at. It's certainly something that we're bringing up with the regulators and authorities here, that perhaps there should be a dosage where CBD is available over the counter, and then you, like in other countries. So at a food level, if you want to treat yourself, you go in and you just buy it like a regular product. But if you want a stronger one, you know, you go through your doctor. And CBD has very good anti-anxiety properties. You know, it's very relaxing.
Nice.
And that's something that probably we could all do with a bit of right now.
Cool, you're with Marijuana Media. How's it going?
Oh, good. I had some CBD at New Year's. Mint.
You had some what?
CBD at over New Year's, off on New Year's Eve.
Just in like a vape situation or what?
Oil on my tongue.
Oh, okay.
As a dropper.
Did you have like an ulcer on your tongue that needed treatment? Or?
I needed treatment, I think.
Sounds like it's got a lasting effect, this CBD business.
No, it just really just worked well with, you know, everything that was going on.
Right on. So it sort of just melted your vibe together nicely, did it?
Yeah, it took a lot of anxiety out of the situation.
Right on. Hey, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Sounds like one vote CBD right there.
That was a very like crackly phone line.
Yeah, could have been
from back in time.
It's coming from the bookshelf.
So is there any loose leaf medicinal cannabis available through chemists or anything like that at the moment by prescription?
No.
John,
no.
What do you need, mate?
Yeah, no, this is good. This is the hard questions. No, there isn't. And again, that will happen under the scheme. It's not going to happen under the CBD rules because, you know, it wouldn't. But, to be, by the end of the year, should
okay.
be, hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Very nice.
But nothing's ruled out as such in terms of product forms. It's in terms of there hasn't been any decision of like, no, there shall be no herbal cannabis.
Mm.
So people don't get too worried about that.
Do you think people are getting it confused with hemp? Because that was pet food only and now it's kind of not.
Well, I think there's an assumption that it's going to be purely pharma, but I think it's more likely that we'll have both. We'll have
right.
the purely pharma products, but we'll also have, even if it's in the form of an exemption, we'll have access to herbal cannabis products. Because one of the things is when you're designing this sort of scheme is you have to think, well, what are patients actually using? And if we want them to go legal and get involved in the legal scheme, which involves going down to your doctor and potentially paying more for the medical cannabis products than what they're currently getting,
right?
So you have to actually make it so that people want to do that. And these are questions that in Canada they put a lot of thought into, is it's not just about let's make it really hard. It's actually, let's make it attractive for people to be part of that scheme so that they want to do it instead of staying with the regular illicit cannabis so they don't really know what's in it or...
Okay. Very nice. Thank you very much, Mr. Chris Fowley.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else you want to touch on?
Oh, yes. Well, next Thursday, next Thursday night, 28th, Dr. David Behrman speaking up at AUT, 7 p.m. It's free, but you do need to RSVP. And the website, I think, is Cannabis Is Medicine. It might be Cannabis Medicine. But anyway, if you just search David Behrman, Dr. David Behrman and AUT, it does readily come up in the Google.
Mm.
And it is free, but do RSVP because it's limited to 200 people in the auditorium.
Right.
And he's a very experienced doctor from the United States with 20 years experience prescribing medicinal cannabis.
Oh, wow. So old school. He's old school now.
Yeah, exactly. Been there since the beginning.
Cool.
So if that's of interest to you as a patient, or you want to talk your doctor into coming, or just take some notes to take to your doctor, then this would be a really good thing to go to. And of course, other events coming up would be 420 Day, of course.
We're J-Day, looking forward to, boy.
Or even before that, Saturday 20th of April is 420 Day. That will be a big global festivities. And then J-Day is on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Right on. Good.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.